I've been preaching from Genesis this year, starting with the Let There Be Light. Before that, actually, the earth was formless and void. And this has been about based on allegorical understanding of Genesis. Because I was asking you, but in the beginning, God says, let there be light. There doesn't mean let there as universe. Let there is the earth. The earth was covered with water, and darkness was on the water. So basically, earth was in darkness. The earth represents and symbolizes us, our mind, which is born actually without form and with a void that need to be filled. And there was a let there be light. Light is the divine light coming into us, shining that there is something more than just the physical world. There is something more to the life than eating and drinking and gaining money and seeking the higher positions. Life has more than that. So that's the acknowledgement. And what follows after that is this division of waters. Long time ago, in my childhood Sunday school back in Korea, the Sunday school teacher told me that this division of water, so water, one set of water goes above the expanse, which we call this space, atmosphere, air, and the other side, water goes to the ocean. And when Noah was having flood, the water above came down and made the flood. That's what she told me. And at the time, that made sense. But more, I learned about science at school. Water going above and positioned in the sky or in the outside the earth is, there's a problem to understand. Water can just go out and circle around the earth for the right moments to come down. The understanding of this water symbolizes the instrument, the power, the force in the Bible that comes in cleansing. So water cleanses you, but also water is what probably the most important element for us, for our survival, because you're also 70% water. So symbolically, water symbolizes truth. But before it becomes the truth, it is knowledge. And maybe before it becomes knowledge in your mind, it is just data, probably. So these days, if you go into computer, and actually I do that too, so we're all guilty of that. If there's a question, what do? Google, yes. And actually, now somebody gave us as a gift something called Alexa Echo. So now we do Alexa. I see my daughter simply asking, Alexa, what is this? And she searches whatever data that she's connected and she tells. But those are data, basically. And they could be factual, could be not factual, because sometimes facts changes. So we're talking about sometimes if what you know is the fact of yesterday, and you believe that's the fact, and somebody comes in and saying, no, fact of today is not the same. So even facts change. But based on fact, what we have knowledge. Knowledge is something that we connect the facts and we understand those facts in a certain way. So knowledge comes with somewhat a base of understanding, logic, values. You can't just have mere knowledge that has no meaning to you. There's knowledge connected to something. and it comes in a certain system to you. And then there comes the word, that truth. What is true? And then about the truth, the business of the truth, it goes really, really hard. But there are same facts, there are always two different truths. And two different truths, any of them really wrong?
It depends.
So this division of water in here symbolizes, in our mind, we process data and knowledge and the truths that we gain. We gain them in the beginning for the purpose of our survival here. How to be better, how to be smarter, how to get more money, how to secure my position, all this. In a way of saying with the modern psychology, how to comfort and feed my ego's desire, my ego, you know, desire. And all this knowledge is represented or symbolized by the waters. But water needs to be divided. And in your life, you may kind of encounter at some point, there is something deeper to this life. And there are certain knowledges that supports that. And even if you go deeper than that, you may think and believe that this deep knowledge and truth that is guiding me to be truly better person, in a way loving and kind to others, this is not from me. This is from some other source. Maybe it's from higher. Maybe it's from God. That moment is symbolized by there's an expansion in the water and two knowledges are kind of divided. And this expansion actually is you. And Suyurumbo calls this your inner self. You have outer self and you have inner self. You have a physical self and you have a spiritual self. You have a spirit and you have body. So you acknowledge what is within you and that has tremendous value and that's really important. And maybe that's more important than my physical self. And you want to align those knowledge, understanding, or even truth that support the growth and nurture of that inner self. That's the waters above the expanse. And of course, this knowledge that helps you to have a good life on earth, there's nothing wrong with it. Let's be clear on that. There's nothing wrong with it. Because they also take a good part in the later part, progress way of creation. That's very important too. But you make your inner distinction that maybe these are two different things. And also this distinction comes to you as you acknowledge that you have inner self. And your inner self, your spirit, shouldn't be judged and valued by what you have in your physical self. And your true value even shouldn't be estimated by what the society is estimating and judging. There is something unchangeable, very fundamental truth about your true self, and that is truly connected to the divine. And that's why this expanse is called heaven. Because your inner self is to be heaven. And that's why, in a way, the Swedenborgian Church strongly and truly believes that human destiny is to become angels. Your inner self, the formation of it, The end of it is you become an angel. And that whole process is called regeneration. And this whole process is in the creation story. But as our life is ups and downs, that's why at the end of the creation there is evening and there is morning. Have you ever wondered that why in the creation story there is always, and there was evening and there is morning? There's no mention of night though. Right? You could say there was night and then there was a day, but there was an evening. Evening is, light is dim. You feel you are dark, but you're not away from the presence of the light. And that's when we feel we're far away from God. We go away. But then we progress from that to morning. That is the beginning of light that becomes stronger. Symbolizes that God's presence upon us never goes away, never vanishes. But we go into the stage of evening and the morning, then we progress. Oh, may God bless you in your journey and your inner journey in acknowledging, understanding what you know, how you know it, and why it's important to you. And rearranging of your inner wisdom. Finding things that are nurturing for your inner self and valuing them and treasuring them. May God guide you and help you and bless you. Amen. Amen.